Hello, everybody. This is Christina with Rock on Request magazine, and I am here today with Shannon Larkin from Godsmack. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up?
What's up? We have a lot of readers internationally and listeners, rather, too, to the podcast, so I'm sure they're going to be stoked to hear what you have to say about all that's going on with Godsmack.
Fantastic.
Well, we wanted to talk to you. The Rockstar Mayhem Tour is about to start. I think we have about a week away, right? Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to do a warm-up show we just added to kind of just get our feet wet, you know, for the big tour.
Right.
At the Mandalay Bay by the pool. So we're going to be playing outside by the pool.
Oh, wow. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be probably blazing hot, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, we just jump in the pool and then hold on a second.
That'd be pretty awesome. You're going to actually be starting this tour near where I am. I lived for many, many years out in the San Bernardino area, so makes me a little homesick, but I'm hoping to check out the tour if I can when you guys come through the East Coast.
Well, just remember that when we play out there in the desert, it'll be 120 degrees.
That's so, very true.
At least you're in Raleigh or somewhere near?
Yeah, we're near Raleigh, but the kicker is I lived in California for my entire life until about 7 years ago, and I'll tell you, I'll take the dry heat over the humidity any day.
Absolutely, no. That's for damn sure. It's funny, I live in Florida now.
Oh, yeah.
And I lived in California for 10 years up in Santa Barbara.
Right.
Where there's zero humidity, you know. And then I come to Florida. Well, basically, when I joined Smack, I had to come to the East Coast, you know, to be able to have a short plane ride away from the meetings and stuff like that. So, boy, it was a big difference, I'll tell you, between the dry heat and the wet heat.
Oh.
You know, you can't beat California. That's all we can say here.
Well, of course. Absolutely. I'm actually going back, so I'm looking forward to that. But I mean, right now, my windows are fogged up. You go outside and you have to change your clothes as soon as you come back in. So I'm kind of over that.
Yeah.
Well, now, as far as the tour is concerned, can you tell me, since I couldn't remember, is this the first time you've done the Mayhem Tour, or is this something that you guys have done in recent years?
This is our first Mayhem Tour, but, you know, obviously we've played a lot of festivals that are similar, you know. Today was Ozfest, and just a couple of years ago we did the Crew Fest.
Right.
Which was awesome. And, you know, it's a great thing doing these festivals, and this one particularly cool to us because we're probably the most hard rock band on the bill. I mean, not heavy metal, like most of the bands are actual metal bands.
Yeah.
So for once, we're not the heaviest band on the bill. And so it's cool for us at this point in our career, in our lives, you know, because you get, you know, I don't want to say we get soft, but you know, when you're playing in front of your crowd and these are people that you know love you and they're singing every lyric to your songs and stuff like that, you know, then you can, you know, get to a point where you feel like you're going through the motions or you're taking everything for granted. Where this kind of tour, where we're going to go out with dudes like Megadeth and Machine Head, you know, Trivium and Flames, Disturbed, these are all metal bands straight up.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to be the token hard rock band on the bill, so we're going to have to feel like we're going to go out there and work and prove ourselves, you know, and show everybody that, you know, we can hang with them heavy metal dogs for sure. And so, you know, it makes us feel young again.
Well, I'll tell you, I will tell you that I went to Crew Fest out here in Raleigh when you guys were on the tour, and I had never seen you guys live. So I'm an 80s rock chick, so I'm gonna age myself with that statement a little bit, but you know, I grew up with Motley Crue and all that stuff, and you know, I was really stoked to see them play. But when I walked away from that show, I went away just completely blown away by your performance on stage. You guys were amazing. So
thank you very much. My dog is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she's like choking or something. Did you give her food? No? Yeah.
No, she just licked peanut butter and that's it.
Yeah, don't give her a peanut butter, honey.
Oh, baby.
I know. She's sitting there choking to death on peanut butter. I'm like, oh, hold on.
Oh no, I have dogs, so I can relate, trust me.
No, she's fine now. My daughter let her lick a piece of peanut butter. Now dogs are with peanut butter.
Absolutely.
It's
poor thing. All right. But I just, you know, wanted to let you know that I think that all those metal fans at the tour are really going to walk away very, very impressed with your stage show, because that left a lasting impression for me. And if they've never seen you before, they're going to be brand new fans, I'm sure.
Well, cool, yeah. I mean, you know, we like to think that, hey, also on this one, we're going to go out with just nothing but the band on the stage and our gear. You know, there's going to be no pyro, no video.
Wow.
We have a backdrop, you know, but blazers, no smoke. No smoke and mirrors on this one for us. We figure with this kind of a tour, this metal tour, it's a perfect opportunity for us who have always been known for pretty bloated production. You know, we always go out with a pretty big show.
Right.
You know, like on the last Oracle tour, we had all this stuff, lasers, you know, multiple video screens, floating amplifiers, you know, three drum sets. So this is a great opportunity for us.
Right.
So we'll fit with the metal guys on that, and then come out with a backdrop. We're very excited because then there it is.
Exactly.
Let the music do the talking, baby.
That's how I feel. Well, you couldn't have said it better. I'm all about just strip down and get out there and kick ass, and I love shows like that. So I'm excited. I really want to make it out to this show, so I'm hoping I can. Let me ask you this, you guys. Have a couple things that piqued my interest that you had going on. You have a promotion right now, and I don't know if it's finished yet, but the Get On Stage with Godsmack auction, is that still running?
Say that again, what's still running?
It's called Get On Stage with Godsmack. It was like an eBay auction that people could try and bid on to get on stage with you guys.
Oh man, you know, that's funny. I can't comment on that because I've never heard of that, but it could be true.
But
you know, it's crazy. You know, I have family members call me and say, hey, you know, we'd like to come to the, you know, Atlanta show or whatever. And I'm like, oh, really? We're playing Atlanta? They're like, you don't know? I'm like, not really, you know?
Well, that's funny. Yeah, it was on your website, actually. So, what's that? Yeah, that would be so cool. I'd love it just to be a fly on the wall. That would be awesome. Well, I'll have to check into that.
I'm sure, you know what, if you read it, it's probably true. Don't remind me because I definitely don't keep up on that. It's funny, I'm not like resistant to the world change and the whole internet and all that stuff. Like I have an iPhone.
Right.
But I'm just not like very literate with it yet, you know? I mean, I do have a Macintosh. I got my Mac, and you know, I'm trying to be that guy, but I refuse to Twitter and tweet. Refuse to have Facebook. I refuse to have a MySpace.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you. The only reason I have anything really is just, you know, kind of required with what I do to social media, you know, but. Right.
We've got to the point where, you know, we don't have to be sexual butterflies and all to sell records. Thank God. Boy, I would be not that great at it.
Well, you guys have kind of made a name for yourself, you know?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to mention, too, I do write reviews, speaking of online stuff and promotions and all that. I write reviews for bloodydisgusting.com. I'm a big horror fan. And have been since I was a kid.
Me too.
And it just came about when Godsmack switched management. We got a new manager last year, trying to, you know, pull our old asses into the new millennium or whatever, and, you know, get us some online promotions and stuff like that. You know, I guess he knew somebody who was that bloody disgusting and said, hey, you know, there's a horror guy, and everybody pointed at me. And then they, yeah, he hooked it up where I get to review their select films. And it's funny, I just did one last night. But I have my first reviews up online. If your listeners or you want to check it out, it's a passion. I love it. Love it. It's my other passion besides drums is horror. Anything gore.
No, yeah, definitely. I actually, that was my next question for you. That was what I noticed today that you did that, and I was really intrigued because I also love horror. I love writing, and you know, I think that most people who are creative in one aspect tend to have other creative things they love to do, and I really think it's cool that you're doing that. I'm a huge horror fan.
Oh, me too. I reviewed a movie last night called Hobo with the Shotgun by Rutger Hauer.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
It was great. I gave it 4 out of 5 stars. Man, it wasn't really a horror movie, scary movie per se. It was more like a Tarantino film.
But, right.
You know, the gore, the creative gore, you know, made up for the, it'll sit healthily on your horror shelf that way, with the heads exploding and naked chicks covered in blood, torturing people. It was great.
That's, see, for me, and see, my kids give me a hard time, and when I say kids, they're, you know, 21 and 17, and we're all horror fans, but for them, you know, they're not as much into sitting down and watching, like, a cheesy B-horror movie, you know, with, you know, all that stuff going on, and I love it. I think it's a great escape, and I love Rutger Hauer. Who could do a movie like that better than him?
Yeah, me too. Every night, I just have one daughter, and she just turned into a teenager only last month. But, so she, you know, I've got like 1,000 horror films in my modest collection, you know?
Right.
And she doesn't get to watch any of them yet.
Right.
You know, it's just not that kind of party. But, you know, every night between 11:30 and 12, my wife goes to bed, and my daughter, of course, is in bed already. And that's when I have daddy time alone with my TV and watch a different horror movie every night. And it's the funny thing is, you know, I alphabetized all my movies years ago and started just going through them from A to Z. And it's been 2 years since I started doing them, just doing little, you know, mini reviews in my notebook just so that, you know, I can, yeah, you get so many films, and they're all alike, you gotta admit, you know. So I wanted to just have a little reference book that I wrote myself for all my films. And so every night for the last couple of years that I'm home, I get that time to watch and review my home movies, you know. So it was kind of a dream gig when the Bloody Disgusting People came around.
That's very cool. That's awesome that you have that. You have so many different outlets as an artist that you can do, and I think they're lucky to have you. I'm going to be a loyal fan of waiting for your next reviews to come out, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's funny. I've reviewed like four more already that they've sent me, only one of which I didn't really give a good review, but, you know, it's fine. I like all of our movies except for the shaky cam ones.
Oh yeah, that's rough with the motion sickness.
Yeah, the Blair Witch, you know, everybody made the deal with the Blair Witch, and I thought that of the whole film, the last 5 minutes were the only thing that turned me on. And,
right, me too.
Know, it wasn't really scary to me. In fact, you know, I found myself wanting to fast forward, and that's bad sign.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to me, I laughed more at different parts until the last 5 minutes. Now, if they could have taken the element of that last scene and have that going on throughout the movie, I'd have been sold.
Hey, I'm so sorry. You got about a minute left.
Okay, no problem. We'll wrap it up. I'm sorry, Shannon.
No, it's all right.
Well, let me just, real quick, I'm going to do one last thing since they're going to kick me off. What we usually do to wrap up our interviews is I give you the opportunity to ask me a question if you're game, and if not, that's cool too. You could just say hey to your fans or whatever you want to do.
Yes.
Right.
And Raleigh. Well, first off, I'll give a shout. shout out to my McClellan clan, who are great friends that live in that area. They're actually from Winston-Salem. I think that's pretty close.
It's a couple hours. Yeah, it's about 2.5 hours from here.
Yeah, so I'll say hi to my Scottish clan over there.
Awesome.
I'm very excited to play in your area. And I've been playing it since I was probably 16 years old in Raleigh in a club called The Mad Monk, I think.
Oh, wow.
And then that club burned down, and they had an exact replica of that club built. I don't know if it's still around. I kind of moved on from my club days.
Right.
I always have fond memories of the whole North Carolina scene down there. And give a shout out to the Corrosion of Conformity guys. And Pete Mullen, I love you. And hey.
Thank you so much, Shannon. I really appreciate your time, and I hope I get to catch you in Raleigh and have a great tour.
All right. Thanks for the interview.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.